Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. This is your host, Matt Havner from downtown Cape Coral, Florida. And this is your new episode, again, of Marvel Talk. And anything Marvel you want to bring up? Anything about the Avengers, the upcoming Ant-Man, anything on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or anything just Marvel movies related. Let's go to the my co-host over here. What's up, Jesus?
Hey, Matt. Welcome back to the show. Let me tell you, Matt. So far, we've only done not that many shows, right? We've done how many? Like three or four or five?
Four or five.
I think we're on episode five now. And I got to congratulate you, sir. You have almost 400 downloads of those four episodes, not including this one that we're recording now.
Wow. I'm actually on iTunes every...
Yeah, you're on iTunes, and if you look up Marvel Film Talk, it's on iTunes now. And people have been listening, dude. They're downloading your show.
You think Stan Lee is?
I don't know.
That
I do not know.
If you ever tweet Stan Lee or if you ever see him, he should so call in. I would so freak out. It's Stan the man Lee, the man who created Spider-Man, the man who gets awesome, funny cameos in almost every single Marvel film. I even got his cameo on The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man 4D. This past weekend, he was like saying at the very end, it's time to unbuckle your seatbelts and wait for the ride to come to a complete stop. I heard he got a cameo in the Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man ride at Islands of Adventure in the new updated.
Yeah, I also heard he was doing a cameo on Agent Carter.
He did?
That's what I heard. I also saw a photo online of him in between Agent Carter and Tony Stark.
Howard Stark. Tony Stark.
I mean, not Tony. Howard, you're right. Can't
Howard
be Tony.
Stark. Tony Stark is not even born, bro. It wasn't new tonight, so I watched The Flash, and that was awesome tonight. So I hope you watch it right after the podcast tonight on your DVR. I'm sure you will.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to catch on. Did you watch Agent Carter today?
No, it was a repeat, and plus it looked like it was going to come on same time as The Flash.
Wait, they're already in repeats?
Yeah, tonight was State of the Union Address at 9.
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha.
Usually
that
comes on
sense.
At 9. I'm not going to watch Agent Carter. Lately, Marvel has been failing in their TV. I choose the Marvel movie.
Oh, you got to say it. In the world of the Arrow, what did he say?
You have failed this programming. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is getting better. It sucks we have to wait for that till March. But I'm really looking forward to
it. No, and then why? I've never heard of a show taking a break in March.
Yeah, I know. Why would they even...
Not even Arrow did that its first season or any season.
No, because now finally The Flash is back and Arrow finally
returns
tomorrow night at last.
Yeah.
Why is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can just come on right before Agent Carter? I mean, the way
I agree.
It ended...
Hey, Matt, you have two callers. The first one is from air code 469.
Hey, Justin,
what's up, Marvel fans?
Podcast. What?
Thanks for having me, Matt. Appreciate it.
Oh, Joe from Krypton or a new name?
No, Joe from Krypton.
There
hey,
you
man.
Go.
What's up?
Welcome back. If you're listening to us live, call in if you're a Marvel fan or just want to talk about fan films. Let's go from you can call in at 516-418-5863. And we have another caller, host Matt. It's from 469.
Who is it?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Great. Do you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Show, Chris.
I did in the beginning, but I am so behind. But I need to catch up. I am going to catch up.
You can actually download the episodes from watchseries.com and just click on the episode like from your phone and then install the media server. And it depends what type of phone you have.
Wow. Yeah, Matt from iTunes.
Season one is on Netflix right now. And
we're
the topic
yeah.
on Captain America Civil War. How crazy is it going to be, guys, on how the Avengers Age of Ultron ends? And how it's going to go.
Okay, Matt, can I ask the group here? Let's take a poll. What are your chances? Give us a percentage, you know, from 1 to 100, of course, the percentage of how close or pretty much overwhelming yes will Spider-Man be in Civil War? Let's go to you, host, first.
I'd say they're working on it and keeping it very secret. I really also want Wolverine to be in it because Hugh Jackman is going to play Logan Wolverine for a long, long time.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Joe?
I'd give it 20%. I think I think they are working on it, but I don't think we'll probably see him until Infinity Gauntlet Part 1. But if they keep him in Civil War, it'll be an end credit scene.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
I agree with Joe. 20%.
Oh.
20%.
All
right. Host of the show's back to you.
Well, let's talk about Civil War for a minute. And who is Andy Serkis playing in the Avengers Age of Ultron?
Ulysses Klaue.
Because we see Andy Serkis in the trailer, and people are thinking it's the Black Panther bad guy, since the Avengers are going to go around the world and stop.
I saw Andy Serkis was playing Klaue.
Oh, that hasn't really been confirmed yet, but I don't know much about Black Panther very much, but it'll be interesting. And I guess Ultron has mind control. Is Ultron going to control 4, as we saw in that awesome new trailer?
Yeah.
As the shooty looks. Joe, Chris, you're breaking out over there.
I'm breaking up.
Yeah, I hear something in the background. Are you watching TV?
Whose TV is that in the background?
Oh, I'm going to put on mute. All right, carry on.
Oh, my gosh. What are you watching, bro?
I think
he's watching.
What are you watching?
I was joking. I thought I was watching Pond. But
we don't talk about that on the podcast. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Keep it clean, guys.
This could happen or will ever happen on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that Jeremy Renner and Robert Downey Jr. want to guest star as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they probably want to see that Coulson is alive. Tony and all the other Avengers are going to know because we all know that Thor knows because Sif of Asgard came down to Earth to stop the girl who controlled men in episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 1. And she probably told Thor that Coulson is alive. Now, are they going to find out that Coulson is alive? Because Nick Fury's in the film, and he knows that Director Coulson is alive, because now he's Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. Your thoughts, guys?
On Coulson?
Yeah, because he's alive. What? He's director of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he's helping the team rebuild it from scratch since Hydra, you know.
And you're asking how do I feel about him directing S.H.I.E.L.D. now? Like, he's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I mean, how, like, all the Avengers finding out he's alive. Because I would love to see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know how they're going to take that. I don't even know when they're going to find out. Hey, but you mentioned Hawkeye, dude. I have a spoiler alert for you guys, if you don't mind. If you don't mind me, well, it's a potential spoiler. Do you guys mind?
No, I don't mind.
I heard. I was listening to a podcast of a person that works closely with Marvel, and they said that Hawkeye is probably going to die in Age of Ultron.
No, he's not. I read a spoiler today that it could actually be Agent Hill, played by the beautiful Kobe Smulders.
That's a rumor?
Yeah, she plays Agent Hill, and we know Hawkeye is going to be in the Avengers and Infinity War Part 2. He's got to.
Oh,
they all have to
do. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, it's only a rumor, but today at...
Yeah, no rumors.
Oh, okay, because I've read stuff at Movie Pilot a lot about Marvel, DC, Arrow.
Oh, dude, hey, Matt, stay away from Movie Pilot, man. That's a bogus site, dude. They run
really?
A lot of crap. Yeah, dude,
yeah.
Seriously.
Okay, I guess I will, but it gets interesting because they were dropping crazy spoilers on Batman v. Superman nonstop, like crazy since...
It's all clickbait, my friend. That's all they're doing is just trying to get clicks.
Oh, okay.
Movie Pilot's terrible, man. Don't get your sources from that website. They're terrible.
So the Arrow could be in tomorrow night's episode. Who knows?
Yeah.
I know. That's awesome. Going to be crazy. I mean, I wonder if there's a lot of Marvel fans that like Arrow.
Yeah, I wonder, too, because since I'm the host, we can always switch topic and just... get ourselves very, very excited for Arrow tomorrow night. And, like, I kind of wonder, with him being dead, if they're going to show, instead of island flashbacks, of Oliver kind of going into heaven, sort of, and seeing his mom, seeing his dad, seeing Sarah. That would be Tommy, because they did say Tommy is coming back. And that could be, like, as we see him die, because it's going to be so different seeing Roy... Big doing everything, and then probably Ray is going to be there for Felicity smoking. And it's just going to be so cool to finally have it back. I mean, I thought it would took forever. Like, at the end of that finale, I just watched it again a while ago, and the first time I saw it, guys, I couldn't sleep. How about you? Hey, Zeus.
I slept like a baby.
No, after you saw him die.
Yeah.
That night
like
after the episode aired.
You slept like a baby.
What?
Yeah.
You weren't
like
upset on how the mid season finale ended, like Oliver Queen dead, what the heck? And then Joe, and how about you? With you being a crazy DC fan like me, for anything DC, your thoughts on Oliver dead at the final scene?
I didn't lose any sleep, man. But it was pretty intense, though. We were talking about yesterday how he may not come back to the series, the season finale. I don't know if they would do that with their main star, dude. That's pretty huge. They may leave him out of an episode or two, but I think he'll be back in within the next two episodes at least, if not by tomorrow. He'll be back within the next couple of episodes. Yeah. But, yeah, that was, to answer your question, that was an intense scene, man, where it looks like he died.
Yeah, but maybe what happened to him on the island, he's able to heal, because I heard there's not going to be Lazarus pits. But I did hear Slade is returning. What if Slade does escape the prison and saves Oliver?
Well, if they're not feeding him, dude, I would break out of prison too and come after Oliver.
because we know he trained him, even though he did hate him for the death of Shadow. But I find it fair because we know Slade was the main badass Deathstroke in season two, because I had a feeling it could be Slade that could save him. Like, he could have some, a bit of Mirakuru-like things to
infect him with. But why would he save him? I mean, he's an enemy. So, I mean,
now
I was,
he is.
My,
he trained him on the island.
My enemy's dead, so I'm good, you know? I don't think I would just save my enemy. You know, I'm saying that. What would I do?
Superman would.
Somebody's Garfield. Dead. You already have somebody's dead. What are you going to do?
Superman would do whatever he could.
I found out that Bruce Banner is going to be an Ant-Man.
Bruce Banner is going to be Batman?
No, it's Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Not Batman.
I thought he said Batman. I'm like, wait a minute. What did I miss?
I was gonna say, hey man, you gotta stay off that movie pilot website, dude. They're just getting
you big time.
Yeah, okay.
That movie pilot has taken you to the moon.
Yeah, it's like people make fake articles there, and it's not really true and everything. They get some real views, but they really don't like when the trailers come out for Star Wars.
Matt, you mind if I make a suggestion? Hey, you guys should probably change the name of the podcast to Marvel DC Talk, dude. Is that what you guys we can just talk both, like, you know, Marvel and DC. That way, you know, Marvel fans aren't like, what the heck? You know, just call it Marvel DC Talk or DC Marvel Talk. That'd be cool.
Yeah, because I get excited with the next day being Arrow on certain nights when we have it. We talk about a mix of the Marvel movies and the DC movies, especially with Batman versus Superman finally being your way. Hey, Zeus, can we do that? Rename it to Marvel DC Talk with just the same phone number?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
We'll tweet about that. But what's Iron Man's role going to be in Captain America Civil War? Let's talk about that.
Iron Man's role?
Yeah, it's like he's going to be the bad guy. He's going to be a bad guy. And like, I saw the clip for the Avengers Age of Ultron. Tony and Cap are at a farm, and they're like talking about something to end the team. Like, what's going on there, and why are they at a farm?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's like they're in hiding from Ultron.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought, man. When I saw that, I was like, they got to be hiding out from something. Maybe Ultron's like, I don't know, he's too powerful. They don't know what to do, so they're hiding out. They're, you know, regrouping, and who knows. Yeah, but I do think Iron Man and Captain Rogers are going to be at each other in this movie. They're going to be at each other's throats once again.
And you said that on last night's podcast that Cap is most likely going to die at the end of Captain America Civil War.
Oh, I don't know. Did I say that? I don't think I said that.
Matt, did you hear that Marvel is now going to do a close resemblance of what DC did as rebooting their universe, merging the Ultimate to...
Oh, yeah, 616.
Oh, no, I didn't have that, but that's very interesting, like what they did with Spider-Man. And
so they're going to do something similar to what DC did with its reboot of the New 52. The Marvel Universe is ending.
Marvel just has a jam-packed full of movies. But how bad were the first two Fantastic Four guys? I watch them every now and then, but how bad were they?
Yeah, they were
terrible,
bad.
Man. The first ones kind of watchable, but the second one's terrible.
Yeah, but I did like the mid-credit scene of the way they teased the Silver Surfer movie.
Surfer.
And then after that, they didn't really even make a Silver Surfer movie.
Yeah.
I mean, some parts were very dumb in the Fantastic Four films. Like, with them revealing to the world they were the Fantastic Four, Ben Grimm, the Thing, looked kind of fake. I hope in the reboot he looks real. And I would love to see him go head-to-head with the Hulk.
I'm hearing a lot of talks that the new Fantastic Four movie's in a lot of trouble, and it's not looking too good.
Oh. Well, I'm really
interested. Why does Fox continue to do such horrible reboots of that?
I don't know. They don't know what to do with it. They should
just give it back to Marvel. Here you go. We tried. Believe me, we tried twice.
I have a question for you guys about Marvel Studios or about just Marvel in general.
Yeah.
Do you think their strategy, because I heard that they canceled the Wolverine title. They canceled the Fantastic Four title in the comics.
Yep.
I've heard people say they're doing that to try to get Fox and Sony to give their properties back to them. Would that even work? I mean, it's such a small percentage of people that read comics that go watch the movies. I mean, what is that going to
do?
And they're not even based on their comics. So why would that matter?
Yeah,
I know.
That's what I'm thinking.
And
like,
I thought
the movie
is Spider-Man
not
2,
even close to what's going on.
Yeah.
And I thought
in
the Amazing Spider-Man 2, I was expecting Rhino to be, like, so awesome. And then some parts of the Amazing Spider-Man 2 were just so dumb. Like, at certain parts where you...
I haven't seen it.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys read that, that article where... the head of Sony, you know, when they got hacked, one of the emails stated how horrible Man of Steel was, and it was right before their Spider-Man 2 was going to come out, but they were emailing on how horrible that Man of Steel was for Warner Brothers, and then they're like, our film is going to totally kick ass, you know, it's going to beat everybody, and then look what happened.
Good
Man
for them. That's what they get
awesome.
For. That's what they get for.
Right, that's
that.
Karma right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can't believe Dean Cain from the crappy Lewis and Clark show said that what you brought up on Smallville Talk.
That's another guy.
He said it was terrible. Did we hear from Tom yet? Did Tom Welling said he loved Man of Steel?
No, I haven't heard.
Superman, dude. Dude, he was all in it for the paycheck on Smallville. He doesn't really care about
Superman. He was not a fan of the Man of Steel. I should have said Superman, you know, not the movie,
Superman.
But just the property. You could tell. There was just no respect.
I thought the Lois and Clark show was terrible. But the thing I hated in Smallville Season 10 when they brought in Cat Grant, the girl was just so annoying. I like the Cat Grant and the Lois and Clark few adventures of Superman. He was hot, though. So, do you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, guys.
Pretty cool.
This wraps it up for Marvel Film Talk. Thank you, Jesus, for offering it, because I thought we were going to do Marvel Talk after Talk. Recap.
Of course.
Go ahead and watch The Flash, because I guess it's about over on.
Yep. I'm going to get on it right now.
Heat wave. There's not much with Harrison Wells. I was waiting for Harrison Wells at the very, very end.
All right. Don't spoil it, please.
All right, guys. Talk to you tomorrow night. Can't wait.
Thank you.
You have
a good night.